westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm TLF, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Bitcoin and Ethereum traded down to close of the week. The CoinDesk Market Index, a broad-based market index that measures the performance of a basket of cryptocurrencies, decreased 0.80%. In traditional financial markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite, and S&P 500, which has a strong technology component, were down 2.1%, 3.8%, and 2.8% respectively. Bitcoin fell sharply to start the U.S. trading day, decreasing 1.9% on heavy volume following the release of the U.S. jobs report. Prices recovered slightly in subsequent hours before declining again to around $19,450. Ethereum, which still maintains a tight relationship with Bitcoin, traded in similar fashion. The second largest cryptocurrency by market cap shed 1.7% during the 1200 UTC hour, also on higher than average volume. Both Bitcoin and Ethereum have resiliently held within a narrow band throughout the recent flurry of economic releases, good ones and bad ones alike. Bitcoin's increased correlation to gold prices further reflects its muted volatility. U.S. jobs growth slowed in September, but not by as much as most market observers expected. Non-farm payrolls increased by 263,000, a 17% decrease from August, but more than the projected 250,000. The unemployment rate declined to 3.5% versus expectations of 3.7%, and the labor participation rate was 62.3%, essentially identical to the 62.4% rate in the prior month. In other news, Crypto.com downsizes some sports partnership deals amid the market downturn. According to an October 6 report, Ad Age Tech reporter Asa Hyken said Crypto.com cut the scope of sponsorship agreements inked with major sports organizations, including Los Angeles Angel City Football Club, the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, and esports tournament host Twitch Rivals, and in some cases, reportedly attempting to pull out of the deals entirely. Hyken cited unnamed former and current crypto employees who said the crypto exchange had begun considering such actions following the market downturn in May. Hyken said the other shoe has dropped for a crypto firm that marketed really big when the number was up. Now that the number is down, the firm is grappling with its own costly decisions. Lawyers for Angel City reportedly claimed the crypto exchange withheld payments and eventually backed out of the deal, first announced in December 2021. In addition, the firm reportedly decided on plans to dissolve its partnership with Twitch Rivals, with both companies agreeing to finish the deal by the end of 2022. A former Crypto.com employee alleged the firm may have cut the number of hospitality packages it planned to issue as part of the FIFA deal by half. Crypto.com has made a number of high-profile marketing deals in the past 12 months, from recruiting actor Matt Damon to appear in its Fortune Favors the Brave ad campaign, to signing a $700 million agreement to rename the Staples Center in Los Angeles as the Crypto.com Arena. And Jim Cramer says he bought a farm with Bitcoin profits and dares you to bet against him. The inverse Cramer ETF may soon be a reality, and the outspoken CNBC host is not amused. CNBC's Jim Cramer prodded his myriad of online non-believers on Friday with a challenge. Bet against him, he dares you. Cramer bragged to Crypto Twitter that he divested from crypto and Ethereum and bought a farm and boat with the spoils. He then coaxed doubters of his crypto market analysis to go all in on their anti-Cramer positions. Soon those doubters may be able to do precisely that. According to an SEC filing from earlier this week, Total Capital Management has applied to launch two exchange-traded funds, the Inverse Cramer ETF and the Long Cramer ETF. That will put an investor's funds toward the opposite of whatever the outspoken television party advises on Mad Money, his CNBC program. The fund is an actively managed exchange-traded fund that seeks to achieve its investment objective by engaging in transactions designed to perform the opposite of the return of the investment recommended by Cramer. The SEC filing reads, under normal circumstances, at least 80% of the fund's investments is invested in the inverse of securities mentioned by Cramer. I don't doubt that. Somebody's going to make a lot of money. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.